This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Oh yeah, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Okay. Let's be plain about this, shall we? The Second Amendment was created with one purpose in mind, and we're going to be honest about this. That purpose wasn't hunting or even self-defense from criminals. Founding fathers had no problem with us having weapons for that reason, none whatsoever. But the primary motivation for the Second Amendment was to protect this country. And that thinking played into the potentially, you know, Nostradamian statement made by Japanese Admiral Yamamoto, who argued that invading the United States would be a disaster because there would be a rifle behind every blade of grass. I say this because no one has been able to confirm that the actual admiral actually said that, but it's the kind of valid observation of America that Yamamoto was known to make. So in other words, a whole lot of our domestic tranquility, like the fact that no nation wants to set foot on American soil and try to get rowdy, stems from the fact that we have an armed populace. A lot of these despotic nations that are out there today that might actually be interested in doing something like that have fought guerrillas, guerrilla warfare. They don't like it. And the fact that we have an armed populace matters these days. It matters because we do have people who are more than willing to get rowdy on American soil. We have enemies, both foreign and domestic. Always remember that. Always. Foreign and domestic. The domestic ones are the ones that creep up on you. Finish typing that and be moving on. On the domestic front, let's talk about Antifa and their willingness to take up arms. Now, that act alone doesn't make them enemies. After all, if I want the means to defend myself and my nation, I have to support others' right to do the same. But let's also acknowledge the fact that Antifa has gotten far more violent than anyone on the right. From riots to countless cases of assault, Antifa has set themselves up as a group that is more than willing to resort to violence. In fact, in a lot of cases, that's their default position they're going to head to. Their ideology is predicated on violent response to what they perceive as fascism. But then that also leads to the next problem, because anything to the right of Lenin is what they perceive to be fascism. And then they feel it's okay to attack anyone and everyone who is not of their exact ideology. In fact, they have done it. And yet they represent a tiny minority of the left. Most leftists aren't members of Antifa or even Antifa supporters. If they're ambivalent, it's because they only know what the media report, which tends to gloss over Antifa's violence and pretend it's really just free speech. As things currently stand, it's only a matter of time before these domestic enemies, after all, they want to overthrow not just the social order, but the Constitution that they argue is racist, decide to cross the line from just owning guns to using them on innocent people. But they're not the only threat out there. Ever since 9/11, we have been unable to delude ourselves into believing that Islamic terrorism was simply a problem overseas. We got punched in the mouth that day very hard. While we took the fight to the enemy, we've had Islamic terrorism here on American soil. And while the perpetrators of these attacks have tended to be either Americans or legal residents, the fact remains that the extremist ideology that motivates them is a foreign one. These foreign enemies seek to wreak havoc on our society, to elicit fear in the populace, so that we'll demand our government capitulates to the demands of these attackers. Now, we won't, because that's not what we do. But people will still die. Innocent people will die. And yet the solution to keeping these enemies in check is the same. And whether the left likes it or not, and whether, you know, the more cultured of us like it or not, the Second Amendment is the check. There's nothing better to combat the cowardice of the Antifa or Islamic militants than an armed populace. Guns don't endanger the public. They save lives. If guns endangered the public, well, the public would be bleeding an awful lot. They would be, I mean, what we have today as crime would be nothing compared to what would happen in this country if it was about the guns. Why else did the death toll from an attempted attack at an art show in Texas begin and end with the terrorists? Remember that? Remember that? Well, there's an easy question to that, because a good guy with a gun put them down like the rabid dogs that they were. And no, we can't possibly prevent every terrorist attack. What we can do is remember that the Second Amendment was meant to ensure the security of a free state. We can carry our weapons, and we can train as much as humanly possible, and we can learn as much as we can so that we are the most dangerous men and women in the room. And that way, if the terrorists come, whether they're Islamic pigs or Antifa pigs, we're ready, willing, and able to put them down. This is really what the Second Amendment is about. And we need to be ready to remind all enemies, foreign or domestic, of that very simple fact. Being prepared for the unexpected. Nobody goes out on any given day thinking, I'm going to a gunfight. But the only ones who can persevere in a gunfight and not be racked up as a victim is going to be somebody that is prepared as much as they can be for it. And even that preparation is not a guarantee. But it is preparation. And preparation is, that goes a long way. Most people don't do it. Most gun owners don't do it. My friend Steve Fisher, if most gun owners trained today, he would be a rich man. He'd be a multimillionaire. He'd be quitting somewhere and enjoying fine cigars. Most gun owners don't train. But we should. Because before the police get there, before the Marines get there, before the supposed first responders get there, we will already be there. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Five and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Studio. Sometimes I just have to listen to Chris Cornell. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Sock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Suppressors. Suppressors aren't really that common. You can't go out and pick one up at your local gun store on a whim. I needed some CLP today, so I went to my local gun store, and I found some CLP, and I bought it. And I was able to buy it, pick it up, and I can do that with a gun, too. I can just get whatever gun I want and go. Not so with suppressors. They're very tightly controlled and somewhat difficult to obtain. I cannot name that many instances that I know of for certain without, you know, Virginia Beach, what happened in Virginia Beach, but they're very rarely used in criminal activity at all. And not because they're tightly controlled, because they're really easy to make. They're really easy to make. The truth is, if criminals wanted them easily, they're easily obtainable, and they just make them. But back to the Virginia Beach shooter. He used a suppressor, and now the Democrats are scrambling to ban the devices. And they're not doing it based on what actually happened, but what the Hollywood version of a suppressor is like. That's the whole reason we got this all of this movement about smart guns, because they saw Skyfall, James Bond, Skyfall. His Walther PPK had a biometric reader and some nice LED lights on the back. You notice that Inspector, they did away with that one. But we get this little ditty. I don't know from whence it comes, but cover your ears. You're not going to want to hear this. Elected officials are attempting to set national firearms policy based on spy fiction movies instead of facts. U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, Democrat, New Jersey, introduced the Help Empower Americans to Respond, the HEAR Act, that would ban the sale, possession, and confiscate firearm suppressors. Menendez said the tragic Virginia Beach murders spurred his ban proposal, claiming suppressors mask the sound of gunfire like what is commonly portrayed in James Bond movies. Menendez, once again, demonstrates his anti-gun agenda instead of pursuing policies that add to the public's safety. His bill ignores not just scientific facts, but eyewitness accounts of the Virginia Beach tragedy. The murderer committed his crimes using two legally purchased guns, only one of which was fitted with a legally purchased suppressor. Menendez referenced only a single handgun with a suppressor, overlooking police accounts of the other handgun. He also claims that unsuppressed firearms would have saved more lives by alerting more to the danger, but that contrasts with the account of Virginia Beach Police Chief James Cervera. He explained responding police officers followed the sound of gunfire to locate and eventually neutralize the murderer. That's because a suppressor is not, it's not some magical tool that makes it go poof, 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 poof. That's, and I especially like that little sound that it makes where it sounds like it's going boink, boink, boink. That's great. If only that were true. If that were true, I'd have a suppressor. I'd have one on every long gun I've got. I'd have one on every handgun I've got. I would just stick to every handgun I bought would have a threaded barrel, and then I just have my one 9mm suppressor. Suppressors don't actually do that, though. They're not silencers. They are suppressors. You're talking about the noise of a jackhammer. How many? I have an uncle. My uncle is he's a former world-class level silhouette shooter, and he used to shoot outdoors. And he is as deaf as the day is long now because he shot without hearing protection. And hearing damage can result from being – I mean, he was outdoors. He wasn't even in an enclosed area where he needed it. But suppressors, real suppressors, and I've – I've tried one. I don't own one. I have no desire to have one. I talked to somebody today that has a bunch of them. I was like, well, you got more patience than me. Because to get a suppressor, where overseas in England, it's exactly the opposite. You have to jump through a bunch of flaming hoops to get a gun. You can buy the suppressor at a hardware store. You're expected to have a suppressor on your gun if you hunt so that you don't bother your neighbors. And, yeah, you know, they still make noise. Yeah, now the Hollywood version makes the teeniest of sounds, something you're not even really going to notice if you're a character in the movie or show. They make it out like the suppressor, somebody can shoot at you with a suppressor from 50 yards away, and nobody hears it. Nobody hears it. And for most people, that's the only exposure they have to a suppressor. Now, I ask you this. In, you know, this is a medium where we go see you know, animated features at movies. Everything at movies is make-believe, unless it's a documentary. And you would think people understand that a lot of what they see in the movies is make-believe. Menendez's bill is predicated on that ignorance. And it also ignores reports from the LEO that were there. And the truth is that anti-gun Democrats like Menendez don't like the idea of ordinary people like you having anything that they can use to defend themselves. If you're in a home defense situation, a suppressor on a pistol would be a very good idea to have. But it's still going to be bad indoors. Focusing, though, on suppressors ignores the reality of what happened in Virginia Beach. And that's something people like Menendez are really good at. They're not going to solve any problems. There will be other shootings like this in other buildings, in other places, in other states, and there may be some more at Virginia Beach because we're too busy focusing on the wrong thing. Because that's one more thing we can go try to ban. We've already done it with bump stocks. Let's go ban something else. Oh, the leftist gun grabbers are always just so full of new ideas. Just ban them and confiscate them. I'm not worried about a civil war. Big deal. We got nukes. That's from the left. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta is defending a plea deal he helped broker for sex offender, wealthy financier, and Democratic donor Jeffrey Epstein in 2008.
A grand jury convened by the district attorney of Palm Beach County had charged Epstein with a lesser offense. He would have avoided prison altogether.
Vice President Mike Pence is leading a group of bipartisan senators to the border later this week. Now, the senators will be taking a look at detention centers where illegal aliens and asylum seekers are being held. Mark Short is the vice president's chief of staff. He tells Fox Business that there's a lot of misinformation going around.
What you're going to see the vice president do is take a group bipartisan, you said, Senate Judiciary Committee, down to the detention centers and really highlight what is happening inside there, because, candidly, Maria, there's just been such a gross mischaracterization of what's happening.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm really enjoying some of the stuff the Democrats are doing right now. But some of the things they're trying to do is still wrong. Just absolutely wrong. And, we've got Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She introduced the Green New Deal. Kamala, Willie Brown's side chick Harris, has got a plan to offer discounted housing loans based on race. But, you know, we can't have any racism. And Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke wants to take down the southern border to make America a better place. The methods of just these three Democrats would not only destroy the transportation, real estate, and most of America's farming and agriculture industries, but it would also jeopardize our ability to defend ourselves from nearly every hostile nation on the planet. Children are impulsive. They're inexperienced. They're naive. And that's why the United States does not allow children to run for president. But it's exactly what Americans should expect from the self-centered, immature children leading the House or running for the Democratic nomination. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi thinks it would be a great idea to allow 16-year-olds to vote. Now, she doesn't honestly, kids, if you think that, you know, that's going to happen, well, it isn't, not anytime soon. But why would we stop at 16? Why not 14 or 9? Leftists have always thought since children are innocent, they should be running the country. And with the insanity coming out of the new leftist Democrat Party, well, they pretty much are. Imagine the world's most powerful nation taking advice and direction from children attending Public School 101's second grade class. Now, that may sound insane to you, but that's what we're doing, listening to the lunatics on the left, which includes every Democrat running for president. People pretending to be adults, wearing adult clothes, using adult words, but are hopelessly trapped within their own immature mindset of children. Free education for everybody, free health care for everybody, free, free, free. Democrats are officially an embarrassment, but they don't see it that way. You know, actual adults try to grow and learn by asking themselves as well as other people around them tough questions that demand tough and sometimes uncomfortable answers. And with immature children, the responses that they receive must always be predictable and safe, where good and evil are easily separated and identifiable. To a child's mind, what they need the most is a black and white answer. And this is what we get with leftist propaganda networks and politicians, except we must also add misleading, deceptive, and dishonest to the mix in the way in which the question is asked. Let's take a moment and look at two typical questions we hear over and over again on the propaganda news network, while we remember that the semantics is a central ingredient on how the left outright lies or muddies the water to confuse. Like, they continuously ask individuals if they believe in climate change or if climate change is real. Well, who's going to answer no? Everybody knows the climate changes. The climate always changes. It changed before we got here. It will change after we're gone. It's changing while we're here. But the left attaches hidden meaning to what it first appears to be an innocent question. There are no honest questions when you deal with the left, because the left manipulates the questions and only tolerates their acceptable answer. So when they ask a question such as, is climate change real, they infer but never verbalize the phrase caused by man. They do this to create false statistics so that in the future they can say that X number of people answered yes when asked if they believe in climate change, even though the question itself was misleading and masking a much more complex issue inside. How would an adult ask the same question in a more honest and forthright manner? Or how about, do you believe man is a cause for the changes in climate? And if so, to what extent do you think man's actions have on those changes? Now, you'd be waiting for a vast difference in weather causing hell to freeze over before you hear an honest adult question like that on CNN. Another purposely misleading question that they're famous for is when they ask individuals if they believe children should be locked in cages. Well, who's going to answer yes to that one? But they infer that children are locked in cages by children-hating, racist Border Patrol agents who probably go home to children. But when you actually examine what's going on, it has been shown that children are not held in cages, although they are detained in a location away from the adults who have been arrested at the border. What are the adults wanting to happen here? Should children be separated from their parents when their parents have been arrested for illegally entering the country in the same way that children of U.S. citizens' parents are when they're arrested? If not, where should these children go when their parents, illegal or not, have been arrested? Now, those are more complex questions that children and likewise the left are not capable of answering. When a child does not get the desired toy, they respond by having a tantrum. They scream, they stomp their feet, and sometimes they say some nasty things. Left has been having an extended temper tantrum since November 2016, and there's no sign of letting up. None. Leftists print fake news articles unjustly accusing the president of all sorts of things. Instead of holding their breath, they try to harm themselves by creating things like sanctuary cities and voting for free medical for illegal aliens. And instead of turning red and screaming, they dress in black and put on black hoods, beat up senior citizens, and they burn the American flag. Spoiled, self-centered children, every one of them. and Republicans, as well as many citizens, have been wasting time trying to compromise with the five-year-olds. They need to actually stand up and say that, you know, this is enough of this. So what would adults do? First, they'd build a wall. Secure the southern border. They would abolish through legislation or withholding federal dollars the reality of sanctuary cities. And that's a term for secession, by the way. When they do that, they're seceding. And, you know, and they would refuse by any legal non-violent means available taxation to provide free health care or education to non-citizens. Self-hating, ignorant children do not and have never represented the values of this nation. We should keep it that way. Just because, you know, they're septuagenarians, that doesn't mean they're not children. They're not acting like children. That's not what that means. It means something else. Means something else. All presidential politics, too. I'm just doing the presidential politics, because whoever the next president is, if it's a leftist, you can surely bet everything you've got right now that they're going to take, they're going to say, well, we have a mandate. This means that we're going to have this, that, the other. And the Second Amendment, if they don't try, they're not going to try to repeal it. They're just going to try to legislate it away. So let's talk some politics as far as the presidential side of it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn. Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I look at things happening today, and I look at Antifa, and I look at some of the members of Antifa, and I think a lot of that is coming from academia. So I'm just sort of wondering out loud what it would look like in a college today if the SAT score was the sole criteria to get into that school. Now, a few people have had their suspicions, and they cite anecdotal observations, but now Georgetown University has quantitatively answered the question, at least as far as elite universities go. Anybody with a passing awareness of today's college admission policy knows that the student makeup would change if academics were the sole criteria, which it was when I was going. I'm glad I didn't go to college. I'm glad I don't have any college debt. A lot of people I know that are my age still have college debt. The question is, how much would they actually change? As to whether using just SAT scores, which is academic performance, is good or bad is another matter. But back to the Georgetown report. It claims the percentage of blacks and Hispanics would fall sharply from 19% to 11%. The whites student population would rise from 66% to 77%. Asian students would fall from 11% to 10%. Study goes on to say that many of the white people in those select colleges would lose their seats to other better qualified white students. So in other words, the student mix would change noticeably. There's a number of reasons why higher academically performing students lose seats to others. There are legacy admissions and sports scholarships. Both of those skew the college population downward on the academic scale, especially when it comes to big money-making sports like football and basketball. But the greatest factor is a commitment to racial diversity. College administrators want to look woke. And they'll go to any length to prove that they are woke. Zero Hedge noted that black and Latino college enrollment is almost twice what it would be based on merit alone. And this is before the College Board introduces its so-called adversity score, which is specifically designed to increase the minority presence in universities to accompany a student's SAT result. Administrators twist and turn the wording of their admission standard to make sure that a certain number of black and Hispanic students gain entrance to their schools. No matter what they say, the prevailing policies are a system of de facto racial quotas and are blatantly discriminatory. Ben Shapiro writes that racial diversity is a driving force in college admissions. He cites a Wall Street Journal article that says UCLA is committed to closing the gap between the haves and the have-nots by admitting have-no-qualification minorities over meritorious students. And UCLA is far from alone. There's another drawback to such policies aside from them being discriminatory. Once we reach a critical mass of lower-qualified minority students is enrolled in a department, and the number doesn't have to be that high, an unspoken pressure exists on the professors in that department not to let them flunk out. Over time, this leads to lower standards for everybody. Right now, the STEM departments are not greatly effective, but that's only because academically poor students tend to shy away from them. And, you know, this is unfortunate because we live in a highly competitive global society. Watering down a college degree is no substitute for the ability to think critically and logically and to do basic math. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the poster child of how deeply a college education has degraded. She graduated from Boston University, cum laude, no less, with a major in international relations and economics, yet her comments border on the moronic, especially when it comes to the economy. In the Grutter versus Bollinger decision in 2003, the Supreme Court affirmed the discriminatory affirmative action admission policies at the University of Michigan Law School. Siding with the majority liberal in Republican clothing, Sandra Day O'Connor said affirmative action, which she just voted to legitimize, should not be carried on in perpetuity. She wrote, "We suspect that 25 years from now, the use of racial preferences will no longer be necessary to further the interest in student body diversity approved today." I would hope that the Supreme Court will eventually have a majority of justices who realize that diversity is not in the Constitution. Equal treatment under the law is, though. And they will also need to have the backbone of a Clarence Thomas to stand up to the ensuing mau-mauing if they apply anti-discrimination laws to everyone and not just racial minorities. I never thought, and I never followed this very closely. I know Clinton was a, he liked thinking of himself as Kennedy-esque, and he liked to hobnob with the beautiful people, if you will. Some of the beautiful people are very flawed individuals, like Jeffrey Epstein. Right, he's a pedophile. That's pretty flawed. And the attention is building now on Bill Clinton, who I thought would be the one Clinton that stayed out of jail, because he was one of Epstein's travel mates. He's been in trouble before, and he wrought incredible trouble for the United States as a result. But he's always gotten away with it. When the Monica Lewinsky story broke, he engaged the insightful and effective political player Dick Morris to poll him the question of what to do about the breaking scandal. Morris told the president that the public would forgive him for adultery, but not for perjury or obstruction of justice. And the president responded, we will just have to win then. And with that political commander's guidance, we just have to win. Clinton Inc. went into full damage control, and it was totally disgusting. In order to just have to win, an insatiable, greedy quest for money was activated. The Clinton machine sold the national security of the United States out to the People's Republic of China, to its Ministry of State Security. They needed campaign money to win so badly that everything they could get their grifter hands on was up for sale to the People's Liberation Army. Their lasting long-term damage to our national security is incalculable, particularly in the event of a war with China, all because of a sex scandal and Clinton's inability to be truthful about it. As the impeachment case against him built in the House of Representatives, the investigations into the loss of our high-tech military advantage were deemed a matter of second order and not part of the impeachment case. But it is the impact of what happened in the U.S. as a result of that. That was a true scandal. And now the Epstein case may not let Bill Clinton off so easily. So. with a little bit of amazement now, there's a new generation of Americans that see the famous Clinton playbook of impunity, adultery, crumple in less than 24 hours after Jeffrey Epstein was indicted. Previously, all they had to do, either collectively or individually, was lie like a rug to avoid trouble. And that's not going to be the case now. Because Bill Clinton's name is on the pilot logs. Every time his name is on the pilot logs, there are underage girls that their initials and their names of many, many girls on that private plane. So he's not telling the truth, and he is busted. Coming up next, we're going into hour number three. We're going to speak with Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.